I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, May 15th. Well, there have been three promotions on the Quincy Police Department during a ceremony yesterday in the Great Hall at Quincy City Hall. Lieutenant William Ward was promoted to captain. Sergeant Dwayne Goldman was made a lieutenant. And Officer Timothy Duggan was promoted to sergeant. The promotions were triggered by the retirement of Captain Daniel Garenti. Assistant City Clerk Joe Newton administered the oath of office, as Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, Police Chief Mark Kennedy, and family, friends, and colleagues offered their congratulations. An attorney who previously worked for former Governor Deval Patrick is launching a bid to oust 13-term incumbent Congressman Stephen Lynch. Patrick Roth, who also worked as a voting rights advocate, announced last week his intent to run as a primary challenger against Lynch, who represents the 8th District. Roth, who lives in Jamaica Plain, said he won't accept corporate PAC donations and, if elected, would explore term limits on members of the House. And then in the first 24 hours of his official campaign, he raised over $100,000, none of which came from PACs or any self-funding. Roth, a graduate of Tufts University, worked on Patrick's re-election campaign as his deputy press secretary and as a senior policy aide on Patrick's presidential campaign in 2020. His priorities include increasing the supply of affordable housing and improving public education. Lynch, born and raised in South Boston, represents his home neighborhood in Boston, the North End, Jamaica Plain, and some of the South Shore, including Quincy, Norwood, Brockton, and Easton. He worked as an iron worker and went into state politics in 1994 before joining Congress in 2001. Governor Healey has unveiled new legislation aiming to save residents $10 billion on utility bills, in part by bringing more energy into the state. One of the ways she's proposing to do that is by putting nuclear power back on the table in Massachusetts. The governor's bill would allow for advanced nuclear development and deployment and proposes consideration of small modular reactors that could improve reliability, stabilize prices, and decarbonize the region's power grid. If the power bill passes, it would repeal a 1982 law that requires any nuclear facility in Massachusetts to get approval from a statewide ballot initiative. The administration says 8 of 14 states that had similar nuclear moratoriums have since moved to fully or partially lift those limitations. Any new nuclear facility would still be subject to a strict permitting process and oversight. The only nuclear power plant in Massachusetts, the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station in Plymouth, shut down permanently in 2019 after 47 years of generating electricity. The administration said the bill could save utility customers $10 billion over 10 years. Healey also stressed it's more important than ever for Massachusetts to build its own energy supply from different sources. According to the International Atomic Energy Agency, there are more than 80 commercial small modular reactors being developed around the world. Well, Massachusetts has awarded over $800,000 in grants to support priority restoration projects for rivers and coastal wetlands in 8 communities. The projects will strengthen resilience to climate change, improve water quality, reduce flood risks, and restore wildlife habitat. The projects, funded by the Department of Fish and Game's Division of Ecological Restoration, focuses on removing barriers in rivers and restoring coastal wetlands. All 8 projects are being awarded grants from the state's Priority Projects Program, which supports wetland and river restoration projects that benefit the state's environment and economy. The work involves removing aging and unsafe dams, restoring freshwater wetlands that used to be cranberry farmlands, replacing and removing undersized and degrading culverts, and restoring coastal habitats. Town of Weymouth received $180,000 to remove the Old Swamp River Dam, which will restore fish passage on a cold water fishery resource that historically supported a wild population of brook trout and currently provides critical spawning habitat for river herring. The projects awarded funding on Monday were chosen through a competitive process and include important restoration work. The awards are in addition to over $2 million granted to 17 projects in March, bringing the total awarded funds for restoration in 2025 to over $2.8 million. Citing economic uncertainty, federal funding cuts, and fiscal year 2026 budget pressures, Governor Healey yesterday announcing a hiring freeze for Massachusetts' executive branch. The hiring freeze will take effect May 27th and applies to all executive branch agencies and departments. Healey said the move can help ensure that Massachusetts can continue to invest in essential services and safety net programs for people and families. Republican Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr highlighted the importance of careful state spending as Massachusetts faces threats from federal funding cuts and a potential economic downturn. Tarr stressed the need for Massachusetts to remain competitive and prevent residents from leaving the state. The governor also launched a new website to show how federal funding cuts are affecting state programs, including school security, mental health services, and community health centers. Congressional Republicans are moving forward with tax reform and spending cuts, including reductions to Medicaid, which lawmakers warn could have significant implications for the state budget. While the hiring freeze is in effect, agencies and departments will not be able to hire new employees, and there will be no formal waiver process. There will be exemptions made for certain positions, including public safety officers and direct care providers. Well, Dunkin' Donuts is celebrating its 75th anniversary today with a party at the original location in Quincy. Beginning at 9 o'clock this morning, the Dunkin' on Southern Artery at the corner of Brackett Street will feature a 50s theme and offer a number of giveaways to celebrate the anniversary. In addition, 75 cents from the sale of every donut will be donated to Dunkin's charities. William Rosenberg founded Dunkin' Donuts in 1950 after first opening a restaurant called the Open Kettle at that same location. Today, there are over 13,000 locations in 40 markets around the world. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 89. The NASDAQ was up 136, and the S&P rose 6. World stocks and U.S. futures slipped after U.S. stocks drifted to a mixed close on Wall Street. The dollar's down. The euro rose. Oil at $61 a barrel. In sports, the Celtics stay alive with a 127-102 win over the Knicks. And the series heads back to New York tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for Game 6. And the Tigers complete a sweep of the Red Sox, beating Boston 6-5. Sox are back at Fenway tomorrow night at 7 against the Braves. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Some showers around, mainly this morning. Maybe the rumble of thunder, high 71. For tonight, cloudy, some fog, a low of 58. Tomorrow, some morning fog and clouds, maybe some sunny breaks. Warm and humid, high of 77 degrees. Saturday, some afternoon thunderstorms at a high of 75. Sunday, partly sunny at a high of 74. Out on the water, waves about a foot. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 knots. The high tide, 2:15 p.m. Sunrise, 5:22. Sets at 7:58. Traffic note, 4 River Bridge, scheduled to open at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, May 15th.